Well, what we consider as being where poor whites live in Dallas, even though there are a great number of poor whites in the inner city, most of them are in the county area in your smaller communities like Garland, Mesquite. DeSoto is growing to be a middle-class town now. Box Spring, Grand Prairie, Irvin. Irvin is becoming a more of a middle-class city now. Of course, you know what's creating that, though. What's creating that is a white flight from the inner city.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you still have your greatest concentration of poor whites in East Dallas. In East Dallas County, at least.
Okay, what are some neighborhoods that blacks who are higher in social and economic status live in?
Where do they live?
Yeah.
Now, there's a very exclusive, what I would call an exclusive neighborhood.
Yeah.
There are some blacks who are segregated out in that neighborhood on a little street called MacShan Road, who was named after the MacShan family. It's out off of Preston Road.
Yeah.
It's near LBJ Freeway off of Preston.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the blacks that live in that area, all are professionals, high professionals like doctors, dentists, and so forth. We have several persons that, when I say several, I said several, two or three that are out there that have made their business, has made their fortune in the retail business, one in particular like in the liquor business. One fellow who owned a restaurant that became a millionaire, he lives out in that area. Now, Oak Cliff is an area where you have a mixture of the economic levels of blacks that live out there who do live in the same neighborhood and comparable levels of homes so far as cost is concerned. And they could range anywhere from a maid, porter, doctor, lawyer, what have you. It depends on the sacrifices that individuals have been able to make. At one time, there was no real distinction between where anybody really lived. At one time, what we call over here in North Dallas is where most of your aristocratic blacks lived, like along Thomas Avenue, down Washington, Monga Avenue, over those areas, which is right around, built around in this area.
What about Hamilton Park? What's that?
Well, Hamilton Park is an area that was started back in the early 50s. What had happened was that in the inner city there was not enough houses. There was not enough dwelling facilities for blacks in town, so then they started a community out in Hamilton Park, whereas it was in the 50s, where particularly after war, that blacks' economic conditions started to on an upswing, and they started building houses and homes out in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So Hamilton Park would be, to me, the first area that was exclusively built for those minorities that had enough money to buy homes on any large scale. The rest of the houses and homes that I can think about that blacks moved into in Dallas were always that they took over where the whites left off. I just was over in South Dallas, which is right in the heart of South Dallas, right in the middle of the ghetto now. I can remember when blacks' homes were bombed in that area because they started buying into what was called a white area.
Hmm.
You know. So, and that was in the 50s. Yeah, that wasn't that long ago. I would imagine it was right between 52 and 55 that these things happened.
Besides Highland Park and University Park, where would you say most whites live who are, upper social and economic bracket?
Well,